Attitude or lifestyle. You can't get by it. You can't overcome it. Jesus looked at a group. Matthew 23:33. He says, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" There he was preaching to them, teaching them, exemplifying the life that God would accept. God in the flesh, the Son of God here, manifested to be the holiness of God personified. They didn't want to embrace that lifestyle. They wanted their selfishness. They went after their own selfishness. With their mouth, they showed much love, but with their heart, it went after their greediness or covetousness or selfishness. God marks your pride in your selfishness. You may think it's hid. God knows it. He knows when you're fearful and you're unbelieving. And unbelieving don't mean you just believe with your head. It means you believe it unto righteousness, and that's a performance of that which God requires of you and I. In the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah, God speaks about hell and where it is. We've got to give heed to this admonition. Revelation 14:9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Here's where hell started. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? He's Satan now. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. See, pride. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'll be like the Most High. Yeah, but listen to that judgment. Listen to that judgment. It hasn't been executed yet, but it will very shortly. Yet thou shalt be brought down to the sides of the pit. I'm going to bring you down. You'll be brought down to hell. And that's a terrible pit that God is going to bring him into. Revelation 19 and verse 20. The beast was taken, that's the Antichrist, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. God warns us of something worse than hellfire. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the burning fiery furnace that Jesus talked about so vividly in detail, about the pain, the suffering, the misery, all the remorse. No repentance, just remorse. I wished I had it to do over. You do the same thing again. If your old spirit hasn't been broken and you haven't been born again and made that new creature that God can handle, you do the same thing again, and God knows it. God knows you better than you know yourself. They'll be cast alive. All right, listen to Revelation 20 and verse 10. I beg your pardon, 21 and verse 10. No, that's correct. I got too many scriptures here. I want to skip over some of them. Revelation 20 and 10. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's a long time, isn't it, to get yourself in a predicament you can never extricate yourself from for a stinking bunch of folly. Pride. Selfishness. Rebellion. Man, that'll do you a lot of good in eternity. Get down there and holler and squall, and God made him let you look over and see some of us sitting over there in paradise, and you sitting down there screaming. God, have mercy sakes. I wish I hadn't been so stinking foolish. I had the same opportunity they did. Yeah. That's going to be an eternal sigh of regret and a lament that's going to come forth from the lips and out of the souls of people that's suffering in the torment of the lake of fire. I wished I had listened. Oh, God. God expects us to prepare. Amos 4 and 12 said, therefore, because I will bring you into judgment, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. You were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning, and yet you haven't returned to me. Hey, God plucked us everyone like a firebrand out of the burning. We drift away and we get contrarian, get in a mess, and then we refuse to return. God says, you better prepare because you're going to meet me in judgment. And I'm going to judge you, O Israel. Therefore, prepare to meet thy God. Jesus said in Luke 13 and 3, except you repent, you'll likewise perish. 2 Peter 3 and 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. No, he's not. But he's longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that means to live a repented life. Praise God, a disciplined life that's submitted to God's will. That's a repented life. John 3 and 5, Jesus said, I tell you, ye must be born again, or you cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless you're born again, and you're still born again. Revelation 3 and 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And I'll tell you, Jesus is ready to help us if we'll accept his help. He's not going to force himself on you. He may not come around every Monday morning and tell you how aggravating you are. Preacher may not preach. Today I was minded to preach on Peter walking on the water from Matthew 14. I was out here praying this morning. I left the card with the notes that I used Friday night over at the house. Didn't think they applied to this morning while I was praying. That's all I could think about. That song, please search the book again. I thought my name was there. Careless Christians, God have mercy. When God will blot your name out of his book, if you don't walk with him in white, he said, if you don't overcome the flesh of the devil, he'll blot your book out of your name out of his book. He that sinneth against me, his name will I blot out of my book. I had to go back to the house and get that card and begin to put a message together that I've spoken this morning. I pray that God will deal with your heart. He'll stir your heart, help you to see yourself. Most Christians, it beats anything I've ever seen. They always want a rear view mirror. They're always looking at somebody else. But I'm going to tell you, them's the kind of people that wind up on the left hand with them hypocrites. God said, I'll give you your portion with the hypocrites. Keep looking at everybody else. You'll get lost and lose your reward. You better go home, look in the mirror. You better look in the book. See your own attitude, your own old rot, your own pride, your own lust, your own rebellion. Search your own heart. Yes. And then Jesus said, search the book, for in this ye have eternal life. And these are they that testify of me. Without me, you can do nothing. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I love these folks, their families. And I love those that's going to get this on a cassette tape. And their families, it's dedicated to them. Praise God. Lord, you stirred me all week about this message. Lord, and I pray this morning the Holy Ghost will reprove, convict, and draw men to Jesus. For he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All men don't come, but you'll draw them. All men don't stay right, even though you chose them from the foundation of the world. But many are called, but few of them are chosen. Lord, have mercy. You called us from the foundation of the world.
to be holy and without blame before you in love. And I pray this morning, or rather afternoon now, the Holy Ghost will convict and reprove every heart.
Don't let there be rest in that soul. For Jesus,
you said, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me and I'll give you rest. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You'll have rest when you submit to me and my ways. If you don't, the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. When we walk contrary, you said, I'll walk contrary to you. God, I pray that you'll touch every heart and reveal the thoughts and intents and the needs of every individual to draw men, women, boys and girls to Jesus. Help them to remember how terrible hell in the lake of fire and eternity away from God is. No God to bother them forever. No God. They got plenty of time, plenty of time. But no God to call upon. I pray in Jesus' name that you deal with every heart and draw them to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In his name, we believe you to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh.